Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be turning mainly sunny. We will have a high near 68 degrees. In terms of temperatures, right now it is 62 in Kenosha, it's 64 in Burlington, Milwaukee 59, and 63 degrees in Racine. Improved report card numbers and a revised employee handbook that meets Act 10 provisions, two major points for the Racine Unified School District to prove to Madison lawmakers, or else the Joint Finance Committee has inserted budget language to allow creation of an Opportunity Schools in Partnership program with a one-year implementation delay to include separation procedures for surrounding villages. In a one-hour meeting of the Board of Education, President Robert Whitkey could not emphasize enough the seriousness of the situation and the need for action on issues to improve test scores and keep the OSPP from occurring, while also seeking a similar one-year delay on the process that would create a separate school district.
We have so many good things going on here, and if this goes into effect, the chaos that this will cause in this community would be unprecedented. And I will tell you this from talking with many people in the last 2 days, it is not as if this board has a solid ringing endorsement that we can deliver what's required.
Vice President Dennis Weiser said the board needs to take into account the perception of Racine Unified by lawmakers, which will, with a final budget vote, determine what the district could be facing.
It is appalling that they came down and chewed this place up into 9 separate districts. Nevertheless, they did it. We are already under the threat of the sword. If nothing happens, we could be heading into OPSS status by October. There are people in the legislature willing to try to delay that outcome for a year, and it's not going to be based on what we think is best for anything. It's going to be based on their perception of what we're doing.
Superintendent Lolly Haas noted the law with another failing report card could have some serious detrimental effects on the district and the entire community while ripping into progress being made to raise test scores.
In my opinion, the time has come for this board to understand that we are in the spotlight and we are under direct scrutiny for our ability to prove that we can ensure our students are more and more successful academically, and we need to make major changes and we need to stop worrying about minor things and look at big things and focus on student success and student-centered decisions and block out some other noise and less critical things.
The board hearing from DPI official Jeff Pirtle on how the OSPP process works, the time frame if Racine Unified has to comply, and that the process would likely be put on hold for any legal challenges. The board supported a resolution to state lawmakers reaffirming mission statement components as well as talking points on the district's achievements and new programs geared at student success. And a special board meeting is likely going to be taking place next week to vote on a revised employee handbook. Central High School in Kenosha County, focal point in a new film being debuted tonight at Milwaukee's Oriental Theater by actor Richard Blake, was the writer, director, producer for The Rocket, about a father-son relationship and cross-country running. It was filmed in less than 3 weeks last year around Kenosha County, including Central, from where Blake graduated back in 2001. Story based on his own experiences about a student who suffers a head injury playing football and can no longer play that sport. He then gets involved in cross-country running. The lead character, played by 15-year-old Brady Tutton from Shorewood, who most recently was also a winner on ABC's reality show Boy Band. The screening starts at 7 o'clock tonight. The Oriental Theater is on North Farwell in Milwaukee, and tickets are available online or at the door. Racine Lutheran High School at Spring Street and Lutke Avenue going to need more classroom space in the near future. It's going through the city of Racine to find out for sure if land north of the current building is within the 100-year floodplain boundary, and if not, to seek an amended zoning designation. At the City Plan Commission meeting, Community Development Office Principal Planner Matt Sadowski explained that Lutheran's hired engineering firm believes an adjustment or a correction is needed on the floodplain boundary, which would impact any future construction.
The Army Corps of Engineers, Department of Natural Resources, and FEMA would all have to review this. But we can proceed and move this along so that when that determination is made, the zoning will be set. So at this time, you'll see in staff recommendations, is that we are recommending at this time that this proceed to the council so that an ordinance can be prepared and a public hearing scheduled.
Dave Burgess, Lutheran's principal, said they need the land for future planning purposes. The purpose in reviewing the floodplain issue could determine if Lutheran can even build on the land in question or whether an addition would be essentially needed to be floodproofed. The Plan Commission supported moving the process forward. Applications now being accepted for the 2017 Kenosha County Sheriff's Citizens Academy. The class is to be held once a week. They'll begin Tuesday, October the 17th, and end Tuesday, November the 21st. The Citizens Academy is a 7-week overview of all aspects of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Applications are available by email on the Sheriff's Department's website or at the Sheriff's Department in the Public Safety Building. They'll be accepted through October the 1st. And the Racine County Sheriff's Office conducting a death investigation. Some human remains were found in the town of Yorkville yesterday morning. A brief news release indicates this death is suspicious and that the Milwaukee Police Department's involved in assisting with the investigation and the effort to confirm the victim's identity, but no other information is being released. A man seriously hurt Tuesday evening when he jumped off the Highway C overpass for the interstate after crashing his car during a high-speed chase that involved a Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy trying to stop the car for having an invalid temporary registration. Car sped off, the chase reaching 100 miles per hour before the driver lost control and hit the median. The 24-year-old behind the wheel ran from the car, jumped off the overpass about 25 feet to the pavement below. Was eventually airlifted to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life for their severe injuries. An 18-year-old passenger suffered some less serious injuries with the crash. City of Racine's Sex Offender Residency Appeals Board recently approved a handful of what are called temporary living program sites where convicted sex offenders can reside if they otherwise have no designated and approved location. One of the benefactors of that decision, a man named Roger Clausen. He's 60 years old, now at a residence in the 1300 block of Washington Avenue near Uptown, versus the Racine County Jail because he was otherwise homeless. TOPs are funded by the State Department of Corrections, but only are supposed to be temporary housing sites. They allow the offenders a chance to look for permanent housing. Aurora Healthcare donating $250,000 to Kenosha County in an organization to help expand access to behavioral health care in the county. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The donation from Aurora's Better Together Fund will make telepsychiatry services available through a collaboration involving the Kenosha County Department of Human Services and Kenosha Human Development Services. The grant will pay for the startup costs associated with implementing the new telemedicine program, including personnel, equipment, licensing fees, and contractual costs. Services will be funded through insurance reimbursement and other contracted arrangements, according to a news release. The new services will be available to adults and children who live in Kenosha and those referred by Kenosha Community Health Care. According to Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser, it's expected about 1,000 additional patients will be served at the KHDS Mental Health Clinic, where the telepsychiatry services will be located. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
With the transformation from a recreational facility into a state-of-the-art school complete now, the real school, with a ribbon-cutting ceremony and an open house yesterday afternoon in Sturtevant. It's located in the Renaissance Business Park off Highway 20, the charter school moving in from its former location over on Erie Street. Principal Kurt Schussel said that the school is going to be opening up next Tuesday with 425 students.
This ceremony is special in many ways and represents the incredible effort and work that began in the year 1999 when the real school launched with only 50 students. After growing as a very successful school over the last 17 years and now with 425 students, our students, families, staff, and our community have been rewarded with an incredible new home for the real school.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, noting the name stands for Racine Engineering Arts and Leadership, says it's going to help develop the next generation of leaders in the community. After the ribbon cutting, hundreds of people, many of them students and their families, got a chance to go take a look around the new place before classes begin next week. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.